Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, What Do You Need Today? Before we bring him on, we're going to open the line for prayer requests. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our truckers, my husband particularly, his friends, that God will continue to bless them and all motorists with the spirit of discernment, respect each other's faith, and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request.
Great morning. This is Brother McFall. I just want to thank you for everything and just ask for prayers for me and my family, my business, and especially my daughter for healing, and just praying for various brothers and sisters in the body to which God continues to heal them from their pain in the wounds that they are dealing with, and just continue to pray for my congregation. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam. Just asking continued prayer for my family as a whole, especially for my husband, Rick, that God will continue to work out a treatment plan for his cancer, and asking traveling grace for my family as we travel on Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer requests. We'll now have our words of encouragement, followed by a closing prayer from Brother Patrick Medlock. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Brother Bradshaw, I thank you for the opportunity to make this declaration as you share this platform with me and others throughout the week. Danielle, thank you for the fantastic work that you continue to do for the congregation there in Anderson and this particular ministry specifically, and thank each and every one of you for your efforts in being a part of this ministry, listening on the telephone, going on live on Blog Talk Radio, /gracenurture.com, blogtalkradio.com/gracenurture. As well as those of you who are joining my simulcast of this devotional on Facebook Live. We appreciate each and every one of you. What do you need today? Do you need prayer? Do you need to sing? Do you need to confess? How can my prayers be directed on your behalf? I say that because all of us are in a particular state right now. I didn't decide to do anything cheesy today, such as show you a sheet with different faces, some smiley, some frowny, some somewhere in between, and ask you, okay, so which one are you today? You know, I'm going to leave that for your therapist to do. But I did want to give you at least a reminder of maybe some things that the Bible has to say that may be of benefit to you with regard to how you should really approach any and every day. Look at James chapter 5 and starting with verse number 13. James chapter 5, and we're going to begin with verse number 13. Look at what the Bible says, James chapter 5. And verse number 13, is any among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is any cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is any among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So I give you these words, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, because it is really, really important that we are able to understand the sentiments that the Spirit led James to share. We are going to be in different orientations, different moods. And as he was addressing things there from his perspective and his time there in Jerusalem. It helps us to also, here in Tallahassee or wherever you're viewing or listening to this from, understand that we're going to have our moments when we are suffering from mental strain, suffering from financial woe, suffering from all kinds of other things that may be stressors for us. The Bible says you must pray. There are going to be times when you're going to be happy. And you know what? I appreciate it. And I love the times when I'm happy and I can sing songs and sing even praises to God, because I know those other times when I haven't been happy and I've been in a state of stress and even maybe even denial. And then when it says about being sick and how that the remedy for that is prayer also, I found that I end up asking members as I interact with them, how can my prayers be directed on your behalf? A lot of times what we do need is prayer. Sometimes we just need to feel good and delight in the Lord in that feeling and in that state of mind. And then there is that time where, as we reflect on whether we're glad or sad or mad, so to speak, we also need to reflect on our spiritual state, whether or not our sins are overcoming us. And hopefully, as you either pray or as you seek others to pray with you and for you, the Bible says, confess your faults. And the idea of verse 16 really speaks very, very powerfully to the fact that, hey, if you confess your faults and pray one to another, then you're truly going to be in a state of mind and in a situation where you'll be able to give glory to God in a much more powerful way. So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I say to you, brothers and sisters, that the idea of confession, finding that person where you can have the conversations about your spiritual frailties and to be able to pray with and for one another, is really, really important and really, really valuable. Have you found that friend? Is that person always your preacher? Based on this passage, it basically says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. And it gives the example of how Elijah, because of his having faith and his having faith and his having favor, allowed him to pray the prayer that stopped the rain for 42 months and then prayed the prayer after that to start the rain again. Where are you? Are you in the midst of a rainy day? Are you in a spot where you need the rain to stop? Or are you basically basking because your rainy day fund is abundant and you have a lot to be thankful for? What do you need today? Do you need prayer? Do you need to sing? Do you need confession? How might my prayers be directed? Find that friend that you can talk to, that you can pray with, that you can confess to, if that's what you need to do today. Because indeed, confession is good for the soul. Father, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to read your word, expound on it, and to help me and others meditate upon it. Be with Sister Danielle as she's asked prayers for everyone on the call and for truckers, including her husband. Be with Brother McFall as he, in his travels, continues to pray for his family and for his business and for others in the church who he knows are in need of your blessings. Be with Sister Pam for her husband's situation and for traveling grace and want you to be with the Owetes who lost their sister and brother-in-law in a car accident over the last few days, and they're working through family issues regarding that. And Father, there's so many other things that we can be thankful for, that we can pray to you for. Thank you for allowing Pamela and I to have Traveling Grace back from Nashville. Thank you for the prayer, Traveling Grace, that we have confidence you will give us as we go to New Orleans this weekend, handling business for our daughter. And Father, just continue to be with each and every one of us today. You truly know whether or not we're suffering. You truly know whether or not we're happy. You truly know whether or not we're sick. Let us continue to have the faith by knowing that your presence is with us. Let us have the faith knowing that we need to ask in faith without doubting. And let us have the favor knowing that you continue to say in your word, ask and you shall receive, and seek and you shall find. And that ye have not because you ask not. Help us to have that type of faith as we approach you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.